Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and it is now time for another Carbon County Sheriff FYI. And joining me in the studios, I've got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning?
I'm happy to be here today. Doing well.
Good. I can definitely tell that seasons are... They're wanting to change.
Fall is in the air. Yeah. We're right in the middle of the rifle hunt. So I saw a thing that says from the NOAA, whoever that is, that predicts the weather patterns, that for our area, we should be in a normal weather pattern for winter. So we should see snow. And, you know, if you think back to the good old days of deer season, it used to always rain during the deer hunt, and it is raining during the deer hunt. So,
right.
So we'll see.
You know, I've been really pleased with this fall. It seems like our fall's kind of taking its time.
It's pleasant.
I've loved it. I mean, some days, today's supposed to be decent. Tomorrow's even better. So I'm not going to complain about that. Let the snow hold off as long as we can. What I really want is to have decent weather for Monday, which is Halloween.
Halloween Monday. The sheriff's office will be out in force on Halloween. We're going to do like we did last year with the UTVs. I've got four teams of deputies out on UTVs, and I'll be out on one myself. In the neighborhoods where there are a lot of kids, and we'll have candy with us, have the kids come up to us. We'll be happy to interact with them and give them some candy, but don't run out into the street. Get our attention. We'll come to you. Last year, we had a couple of medical issues that just so happened our deputies were close by when that happened, so it was well worth our time to be out on Halloween.
And you know what? That just kind of goes along with what you've stood for from the very beginning is making sure that your deputies, they're not just this figure that's in the background all the time, you know, just kind of watching things. They are part of the community. They're involved in things that are going on, and they know the people in our community. And every day they're out there getting to know everybody else. So really a big part of the community rather than just this entity that's in the background.
Yeah, and you know, I just don't believe you can lead the community without being a part of it. You have to be involved in all the activities and have your thumb on the pulse, so to speak. You know, this time of year, it's football season. I think you're a fan, aren't you?
Just a little, yeah.
You know, we most of the pro teams, unlike the, you know, the what are they, Patriots, I think, yeah.
That would be it, yeah.
So that we let our deputy sheriffs, as part of their uniform, wear their favorite football team's hat during football season if they choose. But I feel like it's a great opportunity for people in the community to you know, interact with a deputy and say, oh, I'm a Broncos fan too, or hey, I like the Patriots, they're awesome. You know,
I'm glad you said that. I'm going to record just that part and put it on loop.
Yeah, I like the Patriots, they're awesome.
Straight from Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Well, Sheriff, another really big way that you guys are getting involved in the community is this is a big week at the entire school district. It's huge. It's Red Ribbon Week, which every school is participating in.
Yeah, we're excited about that. And this year we get to be involved with Sally Morrow today. Our deputies, I'm going to go as well. We're going over to Sally Morrow. We're going to have lunch with the kids and we're going to play with the kids a little bit. We got a few little trinkets to throw out to them and we'll interact with the kids there. And then we have the high school tomorrow. They're having an assembly in the afternoon and we have a banner there. If you see something, say something banner. And so we want to kind of explain that to the kids, what that's all about. And you know, a lot of that's based around bullying. But it's good for anything. And we want kids to know who they can trust and they can tell a responsible person or a teacher or one of our deputies or school security if there's anything major going on, hopefully to put an end to issues before they become major issues. And then we're going to do Castle Heights on Thursday. We'll be over there for lunch and then a little assembly with those kids as well. So
all over the place, just getting your deputies out there. And I love the fact that you guys are going to these elementary schools and chatting with these young kids. Because a lot of kids, it's kind of just ingrained in them that cops, law enforcement, they're scary.
Yeah, and we're trying to break that persona. And, you know, we've had such a warm welcome with all of our local schools that it's been fabulous. And it's really kind of fun. It's a fun part of our day to get to go and see the kids and talk to them. And you never know, they ask some kind of bizarre questions at times. But we're always happy to help them any way that we can. And that's the future. You know, we want to definitely be involved with the future of Carbon County. So.
Right. And I know that the kids love it. Every year, my son comes home and tells me all about it, how the sheriff's deputies were there and he hung out with them and they love it. And I know that they look forward to that every year.
Yeah, I think it's a good time. We've even gone and read to the little kids. We have deputies. I did it this year. I went to Wellington Elementary to the kindergarten classes and read a story to them, showed them our cop car and some of our cool equipment that they would want to see and let them try on a bulletproof vest and a few things like that. For the little kids, they have a good time with that.
Right. Well, with this week being Red Ribbon Week and the sheriff's deputies being out and about at different schools, don't forget, Monday, huge day. It is Halloween, trick-or-treating. I don't know. I'm thinking I'm going to start like around 6:30, 7-ish. So I would start watching for kids on the road pretty early. I mean, time is getting close to changing.
Yeah, I think so. And it gets dark so fast now with the fall weather and the way the sun is in the sky, it gets dark fast. You know, I think a lot of people don't realize, but Main Street in Price, I would trick or treat there. And even at the sheriff's office, we'll have candy at the sheriff's office for kids. But I know the courthouse, the new courthouse is going to have some candy. They're hoping to have trick or treaters come through there. So that would be areas to hit early and then go hit your favorite neighborhood.
There you go. So if you're in the vehicle, watch for children because they are so excited. They've had so much sugar. They're not paying attention to anything else but the next door to go and knock on.
That's right. And, you know, they may be on one side of the street and hear that there's full-size candy bars across the street and be darting across. So for that night, drivers, be more cautious than ever and know that you need to watch them because they're not watching you.
Right. Well, that has been another Carbon County Sheriff FYI right here on Castle Country Radio Stations. Sheriff Wood, thanks again for stopping by.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely. You're listening to Castle Country Radio. Make sure to keep your dials right here.